Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host Louie, aka the baddest perra. I'm like, see?
And you're at sea. If you guys, I'm Scooby-Doo today.
And I'm shitty. Right? I'm shaggy.
You're shaggy.
But I feel shitty.
You look shitty.
I'm hungover.
Really?
Yeah. I literally did not do anything today.
Andale. Andale. ¿Quién lo manda?
So the costume was
Wait,
perfect.
What did you do? I thought you like didn't go out last night. Did you go out?
That was the night before I didn't go out. I imagine I've been hungover for 2 days. I went out last night. It was super unplanned. And I think that's why I got so fucked up, y'all. Like, nasty fucked up.
Wait, like you went all out because you haven't gone out or what?
Yeah.
Ay, casi chilla.
I should have stayed
home. Like,
guess what time I got home last night?
Okay, knowing how Louis is, I'm going to assume you got home at like 4 a.m.
Close. I got home at 5. I know.
What were you doing?
So I was pre-gaming at my friend's house. And after that, I went out to the club. And then after the club, I went to go eat at a pizza stop. And then after that, I went to an after party. And then after that, I went home.
Did you at least have fun?
I don't remember.
Was it worth it?
No, I want to go
home. He's all sad. He's like,
No, literally, no joke. This is the only thing I've done today. It's currently, what, 9 p.m., you guys? We're filming
it's
super late
8:30.
Again.
It's because we're busy.
Bitch, I was just at home. I was like, I wasn't busy.
Es que sábado y domingo no trabajamos, but today is domingo, but tomorrow is my Travis's 7th birthday.
Yay. So we wanted to film today.
Yeah,
so that tomorrow
yeah.
We can dedicate it all to Hat Dudu.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't believe he's turning 7.
I know, dude. My mom sent me an old video of him. And I was like, oh, he looks so small. Now he's turning
He's 7,
12.
Dude. Are you going to his Minecraft party?
No. I imagine. I miss it.
He's on me. He's like, no, but thanks for the invite. I'm going to Vegas.
I imagine. It's all the same weekend. I'm like, happy birthday, Travis.
A sign with the shots. He's like, Travis is turning 7.
I'm like, I got him a little present. I just sent you a video.
Travis is like,
He's like, F you.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, first, you need to do the fucking word of the century, my love.
We're still doing that. I'm just kidding.
Fuck you.
I'm like, what podcast is this again? All right, let's see. Why do I feel like we haven't filmed in a long time?
Same. When was the last time we filmed?
A week ago.
About a year ago. Yeah. Okay, what's the word of the century?
Somebody said.
Why aren't you prepared?
No, I have it right here. Jasmine Varilla 7361 said the word of the century that Louis needs to spell is indigenous.
Bitch. That sounds difficult.
A ver.
I-N. I know this is going to be a tricky one.
I-N.
D. I. G.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did shit. I want to say E, but I know it's not an E.
It really? Is? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Indigenous?
Uh-huh.
O-U-S?
Good job.
I was taking.
I think these are working. I'm going to like it just because you got it right. Wow. That's sickening, Louis. I did not think you were
I literally was like, there's no way I'm going to get that right.
I really didn't think so either.
I almost didn't say the E because I was like, this is going to be a trick question.
When I saw it, I was like, wait, is that spelled right? I think I would have spelled it wrong.
Imagine they spelled it wrong and I said it wrong too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, never mind. I should be checking them.
I don't check them. I know. You just assume they're like.
I assume they're right correct. Because they said it.
I'm dead. Okay, you guys. So. I have two little spooky things to talk about.
Like scary stories?
They're not like horror. No, actually, a horror to me.
Wait, I have a really good one too. What? But no, you. You're I just forget. Remember. No. I just remember.
Okay, tell me what it's about so you don't forget.
My mom.
Okay.
Do you? Wait, did she tell you what happened?
No.
Perfect.
You don't want to tell me first? Just tell me. Because now I want to know.
Okay.
Is this scary?
What about our game? You don't want to play our game?
We'll play the fucking game later. I want to know the cheeseman now.
Okay, you guys, this is fucking scary, okay? My mom, and I asked my mom for permission. I was like, Mom, can I say this story? And she said yes. She was laughing about it, actually. So this happened to my mom literally like on Wednesday. Today is Sunday. Like 4 days ago.
Okay.
I went to her house and she was like, "Yuatita, me duele mi pecho." And I was like, why? And she's like, I had the worst dream of my life. And I was like, well, what is it about? So my mom said that she was sleeping and that she like moved her hand to touch like right next to her. Mm-hmm. And my dad is obviously sleeping next to her. And that she was like, oh, it's your dad. But then she said that she turned around in her dream and she said that she saw a lady, but like a ghost lady, like zombie vibes, just like, like looking at her, super scary.
Like literally yelled?
Yes. Oh my God. I want to say like muerta vibes, like super scary. And that my mom in her dream, she got sleep paralysis. And she couldn't move. Fuck? And she said that she was just staring at the creepy ass lady.
That's creepy.
Staring at my mom. Stop. Dude, yeah. And that my mom, she was like, my mom was screaming in her dream. But she said that because she had sleep paralysis, like she couldn't move, she couldn't do nothing. And she was yelling.
So scary.
And she was just yelling, but nobody could hear her.
Shut the fuck up. I hate
my
that.
Poor mom. And she said that she was freaking out like really, really bad till she finally snapped out of it and woke up. And she said that when she woke up, she was so scared that her chest was hurting. It was aching like really, really bad. And she said that it was like hurt like that for like 2 hours after she woke up. And then she asked my dad like, hey, like, was I moving around or what was going on? Mm-hmm. And my dad said that, yeah, she was just like.
Mm-hmm. And my dad didn't wake her up.
Well, he was probably like, he probably didn't know what was going on.
Bitch,
and then pa' acabarla. So she finishes telling me that fucking scary ass story. And I'm like, that's it. My mom's house is fucking haunted.
Yeah.
And that day, I asked her if I can work out in her gym so mm-hmm. I could use her treadmill. Mm-hmm. And she was like, see, go ahead. I go in the treadmill and like, I'm super into my workout. I'm like running super fast, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm focused on a TV show that I'm watching. Out of nowhere, the lights go off. Because I guess their garage has a sensor. And if you don't move, the lights are out.
Yeah.
The lights turn off. It's super pitch black. Bitch, tell me why. I'm like, the señora's going to pop out of nowhere. So I start yelling like super loud. I'm like, Mamba! I'm calling my dad. Because if I get off the treadmill, since I can't see shit, I'm going to fall. And I was running.
Is it still a mess?
No, it's still a mess, bitch. So I couldn't move.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I stop running, I'm going to eat shit.
Maybe y'all running away from the ghost.
I was like, Mamba! I was yelling for like 5 minutes. Uh-huh. I was like, Mommy! Nobody was coming.
What the fuck?
And then I like start yelling even louder, like, Mamba! Like literally the loudest I've ever yelled in a long time. Mm-hmm. And my dad all casually comes to the door. He's like, what happened? I'm like, the light! I was so red and sweating. And then after the workout, I told my parents, like, what? Did you guys not hear me?
Yeah.
And my mom said that after like the first couple times she heard me, and that she was like, Flaco, me ayudara, yo a ti, ¿qué le está pasando? But that my dad was like, I'll go.
My
right
dad's
now.
Always so dude, chill. He's so give chill.
And I'm like, Dad, what if the ghost took me? He's like, you would have been fine.
Y'all being patty cake with the ghost.
Dude, and I was so scared.
I can't get over that, what you just told me about my mom, though. I would
my
be fucking shitting
my poor mom.
Myself.
Ask her. She'll probably tell you, like, in more detail. But if that, I was scared.
I know. And no, but I was going to say, I kind of want to like what, like I want to know what she saw. Cause you know, since in your dreams, you like see something and sometimes it'll like come out in your dream again. Mm-hmm. She said it was a lady. Then like, does she know this lady? Or like,
no, it was like a ghost. She said it was like a muerta, like a zombie.
You. Oh, I hate that.
Like dude. It was not like a señora she's ever seen. It was like literally like a scary ass face. Ew, fuck she said it was that. So scary. Just like staring at her. And she was like, I think que se me subió el muerto. Ew. She's like, a mí nunca me ha pasado eso.
I know. That's what I was going to say. The fact that happened to my mom. Because I feel like my mom's never told us about
it. Yeah. Like and that. Then for sleep paralysis, Mexicans call it se te sube el muerto.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah. Se te sube el muerto. And then because supposedly there's been instances where people literally lay on their back and they literally can't move and they feel something on top of them.
Yeah, it's like the sleep paralysis.
Yeah, oh, sleep paralysis. But they say que se te subió el muerto.
Ew, I fucking hate that. Se te subió el muerto.
And I was like, Mom, can I share your story on the podcast? She's like, okay.
She's like, just give me 10%.
I know. Of the episode, I was like, great.
Okay, well, mine aren't scary like that, my stories. They're more like nasty stories, but they're scary. All right. I don't even know where to start. Okay, do you want the bad one first or like the cute one first?
The cute one first.
Okay, so this is like a cute little warm up. So in my house, oh my God, dude, I hate my house. All right.
No, I love it. I'm returning it.
I love it, but bitch, I have a fly problem and I don't know why. I've never had a fly problem. Like my mom's very clean, you guys. So I feel like we've never had like nasty messes where like flies would attract. You
right,
know
right,
I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And in my old house, tengo el pinche mismo cochinero that I had in my other house. Like, you know, but it's just more unorganized. Not so much that my house is dirty. It's just unorganized. Hmm. But I have the worst fucking fly problem in my house.
And like
it's
driving inside me or outside?
Inside. It's driving me insane. The first time that I noticed it, and the reason I say it's kind of scary because I'm like, what if there's like dead body than in my house, all right?
Ew, stop.
No, but bitch, it's because I've never seen that many flies in my life inside a house.
Are you leaving the doors open?
That's what I was gonna say. My doors are always closed. The only times my doors open is to get the perritas out, and that takes 1 second. There's no fucking way that like 10,000 flies are gonna get in.
What if you have like maggots or something under your house?
Oh, I'll get to the other story right now.
But I know, mames.
But the flies, dude, I was like, there's this one time I started killing flies and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why is there so many fucking flies? I kill one, then two, then three. And then I'm like, what the fuck? It gets so bad in like less than 5 minutes that I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, you need to help me now.
Stop.
That's how bad it was that I have to call my parents. And I have a video. I need to fucking find it.
Okay, it's Louis. He stinks. So they're just following him.
You're like, have you showered yet? No, you guys go to the Pretty Not Smart Instagram. I'll post the video there. I have a short clip of like the flies, but I kid you not, dude, there was probably at least like this sounds disgusting, like 25 flies in my house.
Ew. At once. You don't think there's like a dead animal?
I don't know. So then I fucking start killing them. My dad comes, he's like, what the fuck, like there's so many flies, we're killing so many, you keep thinking there's gonna be less and there's more. So also, you guys, please in the comment section, if you guys have any solutions to like these fly problems, let me know.
I have a solution.
What?
They sell these little like plug, like, you know, the air fresheners plugins,
the little blue light one,
the light one. Yeah. No sirve.
Okay. My mom recently got me some like traps and today it happened again today, dude. So bad. Like I'll notice some flies, you guys, y de la nada, there'll be so fucking many, like so many. And I was cleaning my house the other day and that's when I noticed. I was like, oh my God, there's so many flies again. I kid you fucking not, bitch. I probably killed at least 15 flies and there was still like 30 more. I'm not kidding. And then I got like this little like trap for like spiders.
Uh-huh.
But somehow a bunch of the flies like fell in the trap. And in that fucking tray, there's probably like another 15 on there. And even today, like on my way here, I was like, what the fuck? I'm still killing flies. It's been like 3 days.
You know, that's really gross. It's kind of creeping me out now.
You guys, like, I'm literally scared because, like I said, I've never had a fly problem before. And what's scaring me, how are they getting inside of my house? Like, is it through the vents?
What the fuck? You should hire an exterminator. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're called? To like fumigate your house just to make sure. Like, fumigate. I don't know if there's like, I don't know, maybe there is a fucking dead animal somewhere in your house and maybe that's they have four maggots and then the maggots become flies. But maybe so they can come just exterminate whatever the heck is going on in your house.
Because, yeah, dude, it's literally insane, you guys. And it's grossing me
the fuck out. No wonder they sold it.
I know, no. Low-key, my mind, I'm like, that's why they sold the house. Is that right? It's so fucking bad. Like, disgusting bad.
Wait, but when you bought the house, they hired somebody to do, they checked the houses, no?
Yeah.
That inspector, he can tell if there's bugs or stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't tell me anything about bugs.
Then like, he literally probably didn't.
And during the whole time that I was looking at the house, I never noticed that either.
So this, maybe it's new.
Yeah, dude, it's insane amount of flies. It's literally insane. But okay, now going to the really bad story.
Low-key, I'm grossed out with the fly one. I think we're good, babe.
This is so gross.
Stop.
Like, disgusting. Oh my God, you guys. Like, it's literally like horror stories. So this was my fault. But keep in mind, before this story, ya había pasado de las flies.
I'm all perro con
potencia. I know, you're like. No, but like before this story, I already had that fly problem. And it's random, you guys. Like,
okay.
You'll see no flies, and then the next day, there'll be like 1,000 inside of my house. But anyways, so this next story. Oh my God, it's my fault, though. This one's my fault. What? So I was cleaning out my refrigerator, and I threw out some stuff. And I ended up throwing away some meat, like ground beef meat. I threw it away in my trash. And my dumbass, you guys, it's when I went up north, up in us. Oh my God.
You left it. I left.
I was gone for 3 days, you guys. Ugh, I come back and I open my trash can. No. Okay. I come back home and my parents come to like help me drop off my things. And I'm like, Mom, it smells bad. And she's like, I don't smell anything. So I was like, come over here. So we're smelling. I was like, is it my sink? Because you know how it has like the disposal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The garbage disposal.
Yeah. I was like, maybe I just like had food in there and I forgot to like turn it on. And my mom was like, I don't know where it's coming from. So we're like smelling. I'm like, I don't smell anything. No, I was like, I don't know where like anything specific. There you go. Uh-huh. So my mom was like, So I was like, okay. So I turned on my disposal. I threw some water in there. And I was like, okay, it'll like clean up. The next day, todavía, I'm like,
oh.
I'm like, it smells fucking nasty. Like literally like dead. I don't know. So then I'm cleaning my house. I open my fucking trash and I see maggots. I swear to God, I literally see maggots. And I'm like, freak out, because you guys, so I hate
nasty.
Oh my God, disgusting. Like, some people genuinely aren't scared of maggots like that, but I think it's disgusting.
They're so gross.
And I was like, oh my God, I just see like the stupid little things moving around. Ew. I was like, ugh. So I was like, okay, so I kill like a few of them, just like, I kill them, and I'm like, okay. I was like, fuck, they're like algo se pudrió en mi basura, but I forgot about the meat, so I throw it away, and I'm like, oh, it smells so fucking bad, whatever. So after that, there's like a few more, like, because my trash bin, you guys, is in a drawer. So when I opened, I was like, oh my God, there's still some in there. So hasta en juego la
Habían
puta.
Adentro?
Adentro.
What the so, fuck, bitch?
En juego la thing where like my trash and it smells so bad, you guys, like literal death. So then I was like, oh my God, I was like, what the fuck died in there? So then after that, I noticed some maggots on my floor. And I'm like, oh, it's probably from when I took out the trash, like they started falling.
Oh.
So I'm stepping on it, and I'm like, whatever. And then I'm looking, and there's another one. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Bitch.
Oh, I start stepping. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God, this is the next part, dude.
What?
So I have a little mantel in my kitchen. Well, I had a little mantel in my kitchen. I don't know how to explain it. It almost looks like crochet.
Okay.
But it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. But
I'm getting so grossed out, and I don't know what's next.
So I start killing all the maggots, and then I still see some, like, moving. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm about to, like, lift up my mantel so that I can, like, kill the one that got away. Oh, my God. I pick it up. I've never seen so many maggots, bitch.
Stop. That's fucking disgusting.
Like 1,000. I'm not. I lift it up. Horror story. My whole body goes cold. That's how I am. I'm throwing up.
Louis.
And I call my mom. I'm like, Mae, come to my house now. And she's like, what? I was like, there's so many men.
Oh.
And she's like, ay, Luisito, ay, boy. Like, all calm. But she's like kind of grossed out. And I'm like, Mom, don't lift that up.
Oh, qué asco.
And at this point, you guys, I'm seeing maggots everywhere. Like, it was kind of like.
You're all hallucinating there everywhere. Oh, you made your piojos.
Like, kind of like. When I didn't know it was there, I didn't notice it. But once you notice and you start looking for it, I'm like, how did I not see these maggots everywhere? They're all over my fucking floor, you guys. So then my mom full on lifts the mandil like a million.
So is it like, is it where you like step when you're washing dishes?
Uh-huh, right there.
Oh, it's that.
But because my trash can is right there. So I don't really know how maggots work, you guys. I've never really, like, dealt with maggots or seen them. I just know they're, like, a thing. So I was like, Mom, how the fuck? Because they don't even look like they have eyes. So I was like, yeah. And I was like, how the fuck did they get out of my trash and go there?
No se te cayó carne or something else rotting?
My mom was just saying that they, like, travel. So they took a little flight somewhere else. So my mom, like, helps me clean it. There was so fucking many. My parents are, like, disinfecting everything. We do, like, a whole cleanse in, like, my kitchen. We look for them everywhere. I'm, like, lifting up all my rugs to, like, find some shit. But those putas travel, dude. Like,
there was so many. You don't think that's why you have a fly problem right now?
No, because I'm telling you that the flies were a thing before this happened. Oh. Like, that thing, the fly thing had happened, like, a long-ass time ago, the first time I noticed it.
Okay, okay.
So maybe this time it could be connected to the flies, but I don't know, bitch. These flies that I'm killing are, like, fucking huge-ass moscas that have lived a whole life already. Like, they don't look like baby flies. So, yeah.
Because, you know, maggots are moscas, no?
Yeah, they come out of their cocoon, right?
Why does that make any fucking sense? Like, to me, I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm stupid, but, like, why do you have carne that we eat? It goes bad. And how the fuck do maggots grow out of the carne?
I literally had a whole ass combo with my mom, you guys.
I'm getting asco. Like, what? Where the fuck do they come from?
I don't know. My mom was just like, they're just like, because I was like, what gives birth to them? Mom's like, no, they, like, form. And I'm like, how the fuck are these
forming? That makes no sense. Sorry, we're pretty.
I know. It's, like, all, like, easy to figure out.
I just don't
get
it.
No, yeah, you guys, but literally fucking horror story. And my parents helped me, like, clean the whole fucking house. Luckily my dogs weren't home, because it's gonna tell us they had thing. So I was like, do you think they would have, like, gotten,
what,
like,
if they would have eaten them?
Yeah, like, low-key. I was like, I don't know how scary maggots are. I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know what their purpose is.
Or maybe
is.
The girls would have ate them,
but it's, I don't know. I was like, what did they get into their hair and shit?
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Que pinche asco.
Dude, the whole time I was like, I couldn't sleep. I literally sat in my shower, you guys, for like 3 hours. Like,
I'm like,
I literally. You're
like, babe. I'm all with musky.
I literally showered with Clorox and bleach. Like, yeah, dude, it was so disgusting.
Ew, Louis.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So if anyone has any solutions to, like, flies and... Well, the maggot thing was, like, a one-time thing. And I literally had just remembered. I remember not too long ago. I was like, oh, my God, it was the carne. I remember I just, like, threw it away because I didn't use it all. And, like, I obviously didn't take out the trash. So that's how it happened. But my whole fly thing, dude, I have no idea. And the worst part, you guys, is that I don't know where they're coming from. Like, you go outside my house, there's no flies like that. Like, literally no flies like that.
Yeah, I feel like in your house, if anything, there's mosquitoes.
But no flies.
No flies.
And then at first, you guys, there were a lot of flies being attracted to, like, my backyard, because my perritas. So I remodeled a whole little area on the side of my house, you guys, that is basically like a little doggy park for my perritas. There's, like, turf and stuff, and, like, that's where they go bathroom now. But before I had done that, they were just kind of shitting, like, in my whole backyard.
Wait, I was going to say that might be it, actually.
What?
Like, the dog poop, you kind of have to be on dog poop, like, literally pick it up, like, every day, every few hours, because flies love dog poop. Yeah. They can sense it from a mile away.
Because I was going to say, when they were shitting, like, in my yard, there was so many fucking flies. So I would pick it up, and then it was gone. But now that it's, like, on the side, there is no door by where they're at. So I still don't know where they're getting in from. That's the thing. And I'm like, are they getting in through my vents? But, like, it's so many, you guys. And, like again, I don't think I'm a fucking cochina like that, where, like, the flies are like, oh, we can smell what's in that house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm tripping. Like, my house doesn't smell bad. All right.
You're like, every time I go, I'm like, well, do
I'm
we?
Like, can you come check it out? You're like, what the fuck?
I'm like, oh, I found the solution.
And, like, not tweet my own fucking hole, but, like, my house is pretty big. So, like, I can't nitpick an entrance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm literally trying so hard to brainstorm right now to help you find a solution. But
you guys, I don't even use my fucking front door. I'm always getting in through my garage. Like, literally, I probably only use my front door, like, twice. So I'm like, okay, no one ever really comes over, so no flies are getting in there. The only time I open my door is when my perritas are using the restroom. But that's, like, a quick second of, like, let's go. And then I close it.
It doesn't make sense.
Everybody's like, yeah, Dad, you're just fucking gross.
No, you guys. I'm just like, I don't get it.
I know. They're like, how do they not get their fucking dirty?
I know. We're like,
No, if I was the problem, you guys, I would have had flies in my other house.
And the flies would be right here. Yes, but they're like, not. They'd be like,
they're in my house right now, probably cooking dinner for me.
Speaking about like creepy crawlers and asco vibes things, I think cockroaches are the nastiest bug, insect, mammal. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's all giving milk.
Wait, do they have
milk? No. Hi, they have titties. They're like,
then how do they feed their kids?
They don't. They're like arañas. The have a bunch. And
the reason I got so grossed out is because I just saw a dead one.
A cockroach?
Like this big. No, disgusting.
I think they are the most disgusting thing ever. But tell me why. We're from Watsonville, right? Uh-huh. A little town up north. And allá, I had never seen a cockroach in my life.
In Watsonville, nunca, in our houses? Never.
Yeah, never. And I feel like back over there, if you had cockroaches, it's because you were fucking nasty. Like, yeah. If you had cockroaches, I'm so sorry, but I'd be like, you're fucking gross because aquí casi no hay cucarachas. Cuando hay, it's because your house is nasty.
Yeah.
And like we've said, my mom is super clean, you guys. So we've never... So I was introduced to cockroaches the moment I moved to SoCal.
Yeah.
Those bitches are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know why in SoCal, pero no sé si es por el calor, but bitch, you're walking the street and there's cockroaches and their whole family running everywhere.
They're holding hands. Like, no, and there's some people that are like, ugh, like, oh yeah, there's a cockroach on the street. But if I see a cockroach on the street, I am like, yelling.
Yeah, and people are so casual, cash about it.
Bitch, and your old pool. You guys, let me fucking tell y'all. So where Yoatsi used to live, there was like a little community pool. And this fucking puta wanted to be all cute and was like, hey, family, do you guys want to come over to like my little pool? Like, we're just going to all chill out here, have like little snacks.
It was noche vibes. And this was also my first time going to the community pool at nighttime. I was like, no one's there. Let's go.
So me and my parents, we like all go like all this calzos and shit to the community pool. We're chilling in the pool. And next thing you know, we start seeing things moving and we're like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, my God. And we realize it's a cockroach. But when we were at her community pool, it's dark as fuck. There's no lights. So the only light is the pool light. And we start seeing cockroaches. And then another one. No. And my dad's like killing them all. Me and my mom are like freaking out.
And Alex too. He's like.
They're killing them all. Bitch, when we get out, they're very much like hiding in the dark. So once we got out, we start seeing them running everywhere. And me and my mom are like.
We all started freaking out. We started just like stomping our feet.
Yes, we started like jumping. My mom was literally like crying, you guys. She fucking hates cockroaches.
And they were everywhere. They were on our snacks. They were by our shoes, like everywhere. And so we fucking ran out of the community pool.
And I was like, never going back there ever fucking
again.
Dude,
yeah, that was disgusting.
Yeah, those are the bugs that I literally can't stand because they're obviously associated with like being dirty. It's cockroaches, flies, and...
I have another creepy crawler story. I don't know if you follow Victor on Instagram. Laura's like man. Bitch, did you see the tarantula in his backyard?
No, shut the fuck.
Dude, I got so grossed out. Oh my God. He posted it on his story. I don't remember what he said, but he posted something and I just see this like literal big ass tarantula spider. Like he said that? Bigger, bitch. No, a little bit bigger than that. He said he just found it in his backyard.
Ew.
Like casual. Like literally a tarantula, bitch. No, una pinche arañita. Tarantula in his backyard.
I'm never going to your house again, Laura.
Dude. And I was like, no mames. I was watching the story and then Victor kind of picked it up with like a little... an escoba and he put it in a recogedor and he like threw it in the forest and I was like, bitch, I would have run that shit over.
Y'all said it. I was gonna say, dude. I would not fucking step on a spider like that. Bitch would eat me.
The babies.
Oh, fuck no.
I was like, Victor! I was like, that's disgusting. And I replied and I said like, that's fucking gross or something. Mm-hmm. And he just put new fear unlocked or something. I was like, no mames, that's disgusting.
What? Like insect or animal scares you the most?
Honestly, I feel like anything that crawls is disgusting to me. Like spiders, fucking cockroaches. Like if it crawls like that,
Me, like, oh my God, dude, that fuck my house, dude, is fucking scary. I've saw two of the most craziest spiders in my house.
Really?
Not inside, outside. But like one of them, I posted and I was full on tripping. Everybody was saying it was a black widow. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I caught a black widow in my other house.
Oh, that was scary with the red, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one had red. So
that's
I was like,
how
oh
you know it's a black
God.
Widow and they're like poisonous.
And then I saw another one. This one was fucking scary. It literally looked like if the Jack Skellington had a baby.
Aye.
It was a fucking scary
spider.
Did you
take a picture?
Dude. I probably did. I'll look for it.
Oh my God. Dude, I have so many like comezón because of all the piojos we're talking about right now.
You guys, and I didn't want to tell my mom. My mom's biggest fears are spiders.
Yeah.
This spider literally had a yellow back. Yellow. Like literal yellow. And its feet were going like, had like lines. It was black and white.
What?
Black,
that's what I was saying. That's like Jack Skellington.
I know. I keep her as a pet.
I'm like, okay.
I'm like, what if this one Jimmy tells you spider?
Bitch. You become Jack Skellington. You're
I know. I'm all tall. No, that one was... It was cool, but I was just more tripped out. Like, bitch, that definitely has venom up in that beach.
Dude, what is up with these creepy crawlers in SoCal? I young Watson, I would just see daddy long legs.
And fucking roly polies.
Roly polies and maybe black widows. Yeah. But like the black ones, not the ones with the red.
Yeah.
I thought those like never existed. You come to SoCal they're and there's everywhere. Everything. I was like.
My biggest fear, you guys, are snakes. I am fucking scared of snakes.
They don't do shit.
Bitch, yes, they do. Like, I feel like, ugh, I don't know. And I remember this one time, dude. I went camping.
And you kissed a banana slug?
Like, I kissed another kind of banana. No, I went camping and I remember vividly asking, are there snakes here? And they were like, no, there's no snakes like in this land. Like, there's no way. Like, there's no snakes. So I was like, are you fucking sure? Because I can take anything. I'll see a werewolf, a fucking bear. If I see a snake, I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, there's like literally no snakes. So I was like, mm-hmm. I'm also terrified of water, you guys. Like, ocean. And like, what's not water, what's in the water. That terrifies me. Like, not being able to like see under the sand and what's under there. Just, I will throw up. It's a pyrophobia.
I think you have that one phobia.
No, I do.
Remember? I don't know what it's called, but it's the one where you're like scared of the ocean.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you've seen those images of like somebody like swimming and you see like an animal in the bottom. Uh-huh. That is my biggest fucking fear. That's how I feel when I'm in the ocean. Like really? The times that we've done it, I feel like what's watching me? Are they looking at my
And I've watched that video and I'm just like, I want to know what is triggering to some of those people, but a mí no me da nada.
No,
it just
bitch.
Does nothing to me.
Okay, two stories. When me and Yahtzee one time, we went scuba diving and we went into the deepest deeps of the ocean.
Oh, when I was throwing up everywhere?
Yeah. And it was to swim with the dolphins. So it sounded cute and my dumbass forgot about my phobia.
You're like, okay.
So we're getting there. Like, all right, everyone jump off. And I start seeing people jump and I'm like, oh, I'm not jumping off. And they're like, why? We had already paid for the whole experience. And the guy was like, you can jump off now. I'm like, no, thanks. He's like, are you sure? The only people that didn't jump off, you guys, were the dumbasses like Yahtzee who were throwing up. Yeah. Everyone there was like sick and like throwing up from like seasick or whatever. And I didn't want to jump. I was so scared because we were so far out, you guys. You could not see any land. And I think Yahtzee was like, just do it. Like, you're never going to experience something like this again. And I was like, fuck. I was like, you're right. Like, thinking of, like, once in a lifetime thing, because I would never do it again.
Well, I'm never going to get eaten by a squid again.
So, you guys, I jump in the ocean. And you have, like, salvavidas and you have
And peace. He becomes the Little Mermaid.
Damn. And they give you, like, flippers and everything. Uh-huh. And I jump in the ocean, you guys. Immediately, my heart's like... Like, full-on panic mode. I was like, I start, like, hyperventilating. Never done that in my life. And I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm, like, freaking out. Everybody's, like, swimming. Oh, my God, the dolphins. And I was, like, freaking out. And I had to, like, talk to myself. I was like, bro, like, you're okay. Like, everybody's here. I was, like,
stop just acting like a girl.
I know. I'm, like, you're a dude. But I see everybody, like, oh, my God, that's so cool. Everybody's, like, looking down. So I'm, like, okay, like, I paid for this. Like, I'm already here. Let's just see some fucking dolphins and, like, get out. So, bitch, I look, because you didn't do it, huh?
Yeah, I still did it because it was helping with my seasickness.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Did you see the dolphin?
Yeah, I was like,
I was going to say, you guys, I looked down and literally underwater, I was like, I freaked the fuck out, you guys.
Because it looks like it's never ending.
Yes, I was going to say, it wasn't the dolphins. Dolphins were cute. But the dolphins, you guys, were so far under us and you could still see them. That it tripped me out being like, how deep is the fucking ocean? Like,
oh, my God.
Freaked me out. Like, looking down and seeing the little ass dolphins, knowing these things are big and they look so little because of how low they were, freaked me the fuck out.
You're like, that's it.
Yeah, I like
fucking getting eaten here.
Got out. I was like, I don't. And then you just see how like darker and darker the ocean gets.
Yeah. Ay, exagerado.
It's so disgusting.
Okay, well, since Luis sharing his phobia, I'll share mine. And it's yours. Weird. So stop. It's already triggering me. Stop.
Wait, how did that not trigger you? Bitch. No, genuine question. This isn't
a little bit, but not a lot. Not enough to do something to me. I already
did this. Tell him about your phobia.
Oh, I shouldn't have brought it up. Look at how itchy I'm getting, bitch. I'm all getting a rash.
No, you guys, literally for as long as I can remember, you ought to see my mom have this phobia. And I used to fuck with her a lot.
Can't even talk about it. I'm all hyperventilating right now.
I know.
I'm all getting rashes. I think it's called trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
It's, I would look it up. Trypophobia. It is the fear of holes. Ah, I don't even like saying the word. I hate the word. Holes.
Bitch. All the Disney movie holes.
Dude, I can't. I literally can't. It does something to my body that I can't really control. But I can't fuck with things that have.
Yeah, it's trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
Oh my God.
Si son muchos hoyitos. Ah! I literally can't, like, but it has to be in a certain pattern. Like, this is fine, or like, I don't know, there's certain textures that are totally fine, but if it's like a bunch of consecutive holes mm-hmm. in like a certain pattern, when I'm driving, this happens to me a lot.
When
I'm driving, and they have to be black, so it has to be, they have to be literally black.
Oh, well, no way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, they can't be pink. They're not going to do shit to me. Actually, I don't know. If it's like, it's a specific pattern, and if it's black, it grosses me the fuck out really bad. I like want to kill myself.
Wait, but what about when you drive?
Okay, when I drive, there's usually these construction cars that have pipes in the back of their cars. Those long white pipes.
Yeah.
At the end of the white pipes, there's circles. And when they're all piled together, they look like a bunch of little holes. When I'm driving and I see them, I'm like, skirt!
You all leave the road.
No, I try to avoid them, and I feel like I can't avoid them. They're like, here we are. Ew, or like lava rocks.
Lava rocks?
Wait, I said it.
I know. All character.
They have a bunch of them in the rocks. I'm just like, oh! And like, it'll trigger me so bad.
That's crazy, because with your phobia, it's like, you can't really like... escape. It could be anywhere, because mine just as long as I'm not in the ocean, I'm chilling.
Yeah,
like, or as long as I don't see like a picture or anything like that, like I'm fine. But I didn't think about like your day-to-day activities where like your phobia can pop in.
No, bitch, there's certain walls that will out of nowhere super randomly will have a bunch of little dots and textures, and I'm like, I can't go there.
Well, I remember when we were younger, you guys, I didn't really know like what a phobia was or whatever, but I knew you. I just thought Yatsu was grossed out by it because she was weird. Uh-huh. So I would always pull up pictures and be like, look, and she'd be she would literally full-on get goosebumps. I remember
I'm getting them right now.
And my mom too, because my mom would be like, can I take acid? So I show my mom, I'm like, it's you and my mom.
Dude, Andrea, one time I was talking to Andrea, and like she was joking around with me, and she started with her hands. She's like, shut up with your phobia. Oh, she was doing little dots doing with little her hands.
Circles to like scare you.
She's like, are you scared? I was like, bitch. No, one time I was on FaceTime with my mom, and this is when I lived in SoCal and my mom was still up north. We would FaceTime like almost every night because I missed her really bad. And I was talking to my mom. And I was like, Mom, voy a ir a lavar los trastes. I think I'll go with Travis. And they were on FaceTime together. And Travis was playing with Play-Doh. And then I just hear my mom, Yo, Hatsi, help me, please. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look at the camera. I'm like, okay. She's like, es que Travis me está enseñando algo muy, muy feo. And I'm like, dude, what is it? Travis grabbed the Play-Doh. And not knowing, you know, the tapadera from a marker. He started making a bunch of little dots, holes with the Play-Doh. He's like, Machayo! And my mom was like, ah! But Travis was like, why is it like making her scared? Like, so he kept staring, showing it to my mom. And my mom was fucking dying. And she was like, please tell Travis to stop showing me that.
That's funny.
And Travis showed me, and I was like, ah!
And both of you are all just running away from him.
I was like, Travis, stop. He's like, what? So then he knows every time when we go to stores and he sees holes, he's like, do these holes scare you? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So it just depends, dude.
That's crazy, dude, how like, well, how are, like, I don't understand how phobias are formed for people.
I don't know. Our bodies just reject those things or something.
And I've asked my dad if he has any phobias. He's like, no. My dad's like, I don't give a shit. Because I remember the first core memory that I have of like finding out that that was like a phobia of mine. Because I don't know if they're two separate phobias or if it's the same one. The ocean one is really nasty to me. But I use that almost like overall because I don't know if there's a phobia or a fear of like the whole thing of like, I don't know what's under me. Like
that's
like
a phobia.
Well, what about like even in the sand? Like if you tell me you're going to bury me in the sand, I will throw up.
I think it's the same phobia, just like different things. Ugh. So like me with my holes, if I see them in textures and walls and cups, it's just like different settings. But overall, it's the same phobia.
Because the first fucking core memory that I have of me finding out, I don't know if it's a phobia or a fear. I remember we used to always go to freaking, what was it called? Arroyo Seco. It was like this lake, you guys, by like where we live. And it was like sickening. It was like rocks and people would be jumping, just chilling. People would do like little cookouts. It was our favorite place to go.
It was hella far though.
But I remember we were chilling in the water and I was already kind of scared of like what's in the water. It's a fucking Rio.
Uh-huh.
But I never... Like, I just remember seeing a bunch of little tadpoles. Those were cute. But I never really, like, paid attention to, like, oh, what's under the water? You know what I mean? And I remember we were playing, and one of my parents' friend was doing a little cookout.
Oh, yay.
I was little, you guys. I was probably, like, fucking Travis's age, like, 7 or some shit. And he's like, Luisito, you want to see something? And I was like, what? He's like, come here.
He showed both of us because I went to, like, mm-hmm.
And he was like, we're making food. And then I was like, okay. So then he lifts up a rock and there's a fucking... A shrimp.
It was a shrimp.
Like a little shrimp. And he grabs it. And I remember when he lifted the rock and I saw the shrimp, I was like, no!
So gross.
Because it just made me think like, I'm in this body of water and there's these little animals in here who are watching. They're just looking at my feet and like, there's just animals in here. Literally disgusting, you guys. And... he grabbed it and just threw it out of the bucket.
Yeah, he's like, ahorita va a estar bien ricos.
Yeah, there was like...
the poor camarón was like, oh.
Bitch, that's the first, like, memory that I have, you guys, of realizing that there's shit underwater.
I'm like, I don't know what happened to me, too, but, like, when we were mocosos, I didn't give a shit about that stuff. Mm-hmm. I would literally get in the ocean not caring about what was under me.
Yeah.
But now I'm so grossed out by the ocean. Like, we went to Hawaii, like a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I couldn't make it past like a little, like the first beginning of the ocean because there was so many rocks. And I was like, there's animals. I could not make it more in the ocean because I was so grossed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, why did this happen? I love swimming in like water, but it was so grossed out.
In order for me to go into like a water comfortably, I have to wear like the little shoes.
But
I don't wear them because they're all
ugly.
And ugly. And I feel like people are looking at me like,
like really big.
But that's the only way that I can comfortably like walk in the ocean.
Oh, I think in Hawaii you told my dad, give me your shoes.
Oh, yeah, like, can I my dad. I cannot just go into the water like that and think it's sickening. It's disgusting.
I think it's sickening. Yeah, it's sickening.
Or in Hawaii, I can get in the water. Most of it because it's so clear and that I can see. But bitch, the water's here. No way. You could not pay me to go in there.
Not even with the, and it's so cold. Why would you even want to go in there? Our bones literally hurt. Please,
I know. Okay, going back to the spooky vibes. We're going to make it a little cuter now since we talked about some horrifying things.
My cola.
Ew. I'm all looking at you, dude.
No, it's all in the bag.
Do you have any costumes planned out? Just your own tail.
No, I don't really go to parties or nothing if I don't have any costume.
Fuck. Well, what about when you take your kids out trick-or-treating?
Oh.
You don't have like a costume?
You already want me to spill the beans.
Well, you don't have to.
I don't give a shit. So I had to go buy costumes because Travis's birthday party is a costume party.
Yahtzee's the worst planner, you guys.
Oh, you didn't read the fucking invitation, did you, babe?
It did not say costumes on there. It didn't. It just said fucking Minecraft and you're going to build some crafts.
That's literally, that does not even say in there. Hold on, you guys.
It's a costume party.
Ahí dice, no mames.
Nobody read that.
I don't have service.
Told you.
Wait, no, all I'm right. Gonna show you what I sent everybody. I'll invite them.
I'm all gonna go all slutty to a little kid's birthday.
¿Qué dice aquí?
Ay, mi amor, estúpida.
¿Qué dice ahí?
You guys, in the smallest text, it's almost like when you buy something and it has like the
look, warning. Look at the overall thing.
Bitch, I literally saw everything and I just thought that was part of the decor. Like, I literally thought it was part of the design.
You what guys. Is it saying?
And then in the fucking font that she used too is super small and little. It says, dress in your favorite costume. You need to remind everybody because I'm pretty sure nobody saw that shit. You have this all big and like available. Look, that does not look like words.
I guess you're right.
I literally saw that and I was just like, I didn't read it. I just thought it was a design. But I saw, I literally
opened it. Just come with Shaggy.
That's my regular outfit.
Well, Travis's birthday party is a costume party. So I had to go buy a costume for everybody. And I was like, I'll just base it off of my kids. And Travis is going to be a Minecraft character. I didn't want to be a Minecraft character. They don't even have anything for adults.
Yeah,
so
I have a pig.
I have a little Minecraft pig.
Yeah.
Ella Wishes is going to be Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, how cute.
So I found the adult version of Little Red Riding Hood.
And you're going to be
her. I'm going to be the adult.
She had little a baby.
Red. Oh, she had a baby with the werewolf. Because Alex is going to be the werewolf. Yeah, we all clap cheeks. And we made a Little Red Riding Hood. And a Minecraft character.
All random. I was like, where did that come from?
It's from the werewolf.
I don't know what kind of breed it is.
But those are my costumes.
Oh, that was my next question. I was going to ask you if you had like a couple costume. But that's kind of your couple costume.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Can I be the grandma?
Not a couple.
Hi. Right. You guys are still broken in. Right. Like, we all waiting for you guys to just get back together.
Still haven't gone back together.
It's because I don't ask you about it, so I just don't really know. Well, you already have a couple costume and everything. How am I not going to assume?
Well, because he's still Travis's dad.
So that's going to be your couple costume?
Yeah.
Well, your couple, not couple costume?
Well, it's a family costume. With our little Minecraft character all random.
When I want to dress up with my dogs, what am I going to be?
Oh, yeah. You should do a cute one with your dogs.
I wanted to do a couple
You should be Hugh Hefner, and they could be your Playboy bunnies.
They're all dogs.
Or have them be snakes. And you could be Britney Spears.
Because those putas.
Because they're snakes.
Well, Honey dressed up one year as a little bumblebee because her name's Honey.
Aww. Milky could be a cookie.
Oh, Milky. I eat her.
I'm hungry.
I wanted to do a couple costumes.
Why are we talking about yummy food? Like, I can't have any.
Sorry about it.
Guys, I'm on a really bad diet.
No, a bad diet, bitch? She's like, I'm not eating.
No, it's a really good nutrition diet that I started working with a nutritionist, and he's helping me out, but I can't, like, eat any of the foods that I want to eat.
Yeah, she's literally on meal prep. But it's all for good. Like,
it's all for good, but I just realized that I think as a human, I have an addiction with food, and I just did not know it. And, like, food is my comfort food. And, like, when I was sad, I'd run to Starbucks. And
food now, is my comfort food.
Yeah, and now I can't go to Starbucks. Or, like, I would get a muffin or a cookie or something.
Just to feel happy.
Yeah, and it would make me so happy. When I was having a bad day, I would just be like, it's okay. At least that night I'm going to have my cookies and milk, and I'll be great.
Well, what are your goals? Is it to, like, lose weight, or is it just to, like, gain muscle?
So, like, I was consistently working out, mm-hmm. and I feel like I was being kept at a good spot, but yeah. I still wasn't losing weight. I feel like my baby weight, I never really lost it, mm-hmm. to be fair. But then I stopped working out for 2 months because of the move and everything. Mm-hmm. And I gained weight. So I'm just trying to get back into my healthy lifestyle, and I really want to lose about 10 to 15 pounds so I can be back to my pre-pregnancy weight.
Oh,
like before I had Ella.
So I'm
still trying really to shed my mom bod.
Yeah, I was going to say, so your goal really is just to, like, lose weight. Not
yeah.
so much like, oh, I want to be all ripped. And
I mean, eventually that's my goal, to be very fit. I want to be super toned. I just want to be like you. I want you to be like, oh, shit, you actually works out, you know. But obviously that takes a long time. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm just working on shedding those, like, 10 to 50 pounds.
It's hard, you guys, like, to gain weight. It's all fucking easy. But to, like, lose it really is.
It's really hard. And I feel like I never understood how hard it is.
Yeah.
Till now.
I feel like I didn't have a problem with, like, losing weight until I hit, like, my 20s. My 20s is when, like, it's because, you guys, we had, like, a really fast metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now that I'm, like, getting older, like, oh, I have to take, like, fucking, what is it called? Fiber and shit to like help me literally shit. But yeah, like my whole life, I used to be so skinny, you guys. Like, not good skinny.
And we all were. Like, we all just were very,
like,
very
I look skinny. At old pictures, you guys, and my legs literally look like my arms. It's like insane. Like little
twigs.
So that's why, like, I look at, like, my progress now because I have really big piernas
you
now.
You have but, muscular like, AF legs. Mm. Yeah, it looks sick.
But, like, man. When I look back, I'm like, how was that, like, my legs before? Like,
dude, for real.
But it's because, well, one, it's not that I wouldn't eat. I just had a very, 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 very fast metabolism. Well, we all did. So I literally never thought that I was going to have, like, a problem with, like, losing weight. Because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no, like, I have a fast metabolism. But, like, now, oh, my God, dude. Like you said, to lose weight, it's so hard. That's one thing. And then number two, surgery has definitely been a big reason why we can't lose weight.
I feel like also like because I got a second BBL.
Boom, you recovered all fucking quick.
I did. I forget. And I was like, oh, that's right. I feel like I had a baby and then 6 months later I got my second BBL and I just feel
6 months later after having Ella?
Uh-huh.
Shut up. I don't remember that.
Yeah, 6 months after I had Ella. Wow. I got my second BBL. So I feel like that kind of threw my body off. Uh-huh. And now that like, because it takes a whole year for you to recover from having a baby. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a year later, my body's like recovering, but it's not recovering. And then the BBL kind of fucked it up. Yeah. And I started gaining a lot of weight. And like my body's just like, wait, what the fuck is going on?
I was going to say, you guys, like, I love surgery. I love like
that we're going surgery. For round 5.
I know. I'm like round 10 appointment. But no, but one thing I really want to make clear, you guys, is like, after surgery, the care, like mm-hmm. I should probably do a whole lot. Well, we should do a whole video
talking about it because about our plastic surgeries and like some effects.
Yeah, because like after you get your surgery, you think you're gonna be like sickening and like forever. You're done. But no, you guys, your body goes through so many crazy changes of like how you gain weight. I gain weight different now, like, and it takes a toll on your mm-hmm. body. And I was talking to another nutritionist and he told me something that kind of like had me like fucked, like mind fucked a little bit.
What do you say?
Because I was just telling him like, oh, like I gained weight really different now ever since like my surgery, whatever. And he was like, well, yeah, you also have to realize like your body's kind of having like a trip, because for males, like, you don't really naturally, you don't grow fat in the places that you transferred your fat to. And I was like, holy shit, because like at the end of the day, like genetically I'm a man,
yeah,
and my body having fat there, that girls, I feel like girls normally are in your girls' breasts and in like mm-hmm. your butt, so your genes are like kind of, you're just like that's bound to kinda, happen, yeah, your body's ready for it. Uh-huh. But for a guy, like for sense. Me, like no, like so it was just like, I guess that's why my body's kind of like tripping out, because I started
your body's in shock, so it's like, let's just make it bigger.
I know. No, but I also now when I gain weight, I gain it in my face really easily.
That's me, bro.
Yeah, like, well, because mm-hmm. when you do lipo, you guys, you remove like fat cells from wherever you get lipo from. So for me, it was just like my whole like stomach and my back and my waist.
Uh-huh.
So I won't necessarily gain a lot. I can still get fat from like my stomach area,
but it looks more like bloatedness.
Yeah,
not necessarily like lonjas fat.
And then it goes like the fat has to have somewhere else to go. So because you don't have fat cells there, for me specifically, it goes to my face a lot.
Igualmente.
Yeah.
It goes to my face, my arms, because I didn't get arm lipo.
Oh.
I never got arm lipo. So it goes to my arms and my arms get a little chunky. And then it goes to my thighs and my ass. So yeah. I'm just like.
So it's sickening, but definitely you guys, like after surgery, you have to maintain your body. Because yes, if you don't. It could also look very crazy once you
gain. But I think we'll definitely get more into detail. Let us know. Maybe that could be our next episode.
Yeah, if you guys want to know more about like our plastic surgery and things that have happened and how it works. It's been like so long. So like a little update since like at least I filmed my video. It's been so long.
Same. It's been so long.
So let us know if you guys want to hear that or if you guys think it's fucking boring. We don't have to.
Yeah, we don't have to. Think it's fucking boring.
Nah, I don't think so.
Like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. You know, we know you're fake.
Page, I know. Like, we can tell, Harry.
Yeah.
But yeah, Halloween will probably. Oh, wait. Is this our last spooky episode?
Oh, this is our last spooky episode.
You're lying.
Yeah. Wait.
Hold on, you guys. Let me check. I think it
when
is
our
last.
When does this go live?
This is our last spooky episode.
Is it? What's the next one? Yuati's birthday?
It'll be, yeah. It'll be like your
I'm
birthday.
I'm not doing shit for my birthday.
Why?
I really am not.
I'm so happy. Why?
It's making me depre vibes.
Oh my God, your birthday's next week.
No, it's not. Yes, bitch, it is. No, it's not. My birthday.
Yes, it is.
Halloween is next week.
No, that's why.
Oh, my birthday's next week. Oh.
No, this is, it's crazy. Fuck. Me and Yoatsi are so different. I start celebrating my birthday like a whole month before, and I'm already planning things. And every time Yoatsi's birthday is coming, she's like, I forgot my birthday's coming up.
I thought I had more time.
It's literally next week.
Bitch, so this Saturday is Travis's birthday party. When you guys are listening to this podcast, it literally will be in a few days. Uh-huh. And then next week, on next Saturday, on November 4th, that'll be my birthday.
What are you doing for your birthday? We have to do something. Mm.
Guys,
we come film on your birthday.
I'm like, so hey, guys.
We're all cutting a cake here.
I don't want to do nothing.
Why?
Well, because I'm all getting older. I feel like this year I've struggled with accepting the fact that I'm getting older. So I'm going to be 35. And
bitch, for a second, I was like, what the fuck? You said all casual too. I was like, wait, how old am I?
I'm going to be 28. So I don't know. I'm scared.
Like, here's the thing, you guys.
Age is just a fucking number. Yes, get over it.
I swear to God, it's literally.
I look 15.
No, you don't. Age is literally just a number. For me personally, this is how I judge people is based off their personality. If you act all fucking like vieja and shit, then in my eyes, you are going to be a lot older.
Do I act vieja?
There's a little cute mix between both.
Fuck, you're trying to be kind. You're like, well.
I'm like, you're like 30. Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, but really, age is just a fucking number. So I hate, not that I hate it, but every time people ask me how old am I, there's always a pause. And people always call me, I'm like, why did you pause?
You should be like, Getty.
I know. It's because I forget how old I am. Well, obviously now I'm 24. Like, I remember I'm 24. But like, if at a random, you'll be like, wait, how old are you? I'm like, I have to think about it.
No, I do that too, but I force myself to forget. So when they ask me, I'm like,
no, with me, I genuinely don't fucking know. Like,
I one time, shit.
For the longest time, I still thought I was 22.
I'm 28. I'm
24, you guys. But yeah, really, it's just about like how you carry yourself and how you, I don't know, how young your soul is, I guess. My parents, for example.
Yeah.
My parents, I forget how old my parents are, but also I don't really ask them, but I don't. My parents still seem so young to me.
Young, like, at heart, for sure. Yeah, I mean, well, they look young.
Yeah,
but
that too. But for example, comparing my mom and my dad. My mom's younger than my dad, but like outgoingness vibes. I feel like my mom acts a lot older.
Yeah.
My mom's like, I'm going to stay home. She'll be so happy. She literally was like, if you guys want to go on a vacation, leave me here, please. She's like,
I don't give a shit. I'll stay here.
And my dad, well, just because of his personality and everything, he just seems like has fucking full of energy. And
yes.
Just
seems so
like a young soul. All right.
But this year, I don't know. I just more like scared of my birthday more than like excited.
Should always be excited.
I mean, I'm excited because I'm thankful for another year that I got to be on this earth with my family. Like, for that, I'm thankful. But for like just like getting old, I'm okay.
I always hate when people think that way. Like, oh, I don't want to do anything because I'm like, I mean, it's literally like your birthday. Like, when
like the
born.
Day that you were
and
alive.
Even if you don't want to, like, because there's people who are like, I don't want to do shit. Like, I'm literally like, just at least do like a little dinner, a little get together because.
I was actually thinking about it today, and I was like, Yoatsi, don't be a fucking amargada. Yeah. And I was like, okay, maybe, because I think Nea said she's going to be in town.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm. Nea's going to be in town. Like me. And I think my friends Maddie and Eric might come. Aww. So I was like, oh, I really don't want to do anything, and I don't, just separate vibes. So I was like, maybe we could just, like, get together at my house and, like, just hang out.
That too, or we can go get dinner.
It's all quiet.
I know, I'm like... So put it in your calendar, you guys. Yoatsi's birthday, November 4th.
Everyone comes to my house.
I know.
They're like, hey, we heard about the party.
I posted on the Pretty Not Smart Instagram. I'm like, here's the Addy BYOB.
I'll kick back.
I know, like, bring your own beer.
Speaking about parties, though, this I'm excited about. Me and Louis really want to throw a party for Pretty Not Smart.
But. You guys have to subscribe, putan.
Yeah, because you watch, but you're not subscribed.
I know, you guys.
The numbers ain't being right.
We're waiting. We want to hit 100K, mm-hmm. and we want to throw like a little party and invite some of y'all.
Yeah, we literally want to invite some of y'all because what's the point of us having a party? You guys can't party with us.
So we want to throw like a little celebration to 100K because like all bullshit aside from like the subscribers, we are so happy with how many of you guys consistently watch.
Yes, it's, dude.
Oh my God, I just met this dude.
Uh-huh.
All right. It was so crazy that
I invited him to my house.
I know. Like, I really met him.
Another Uber story.
No, it was just so cool because, well, one, thank you guys so much for, like, all the support on Pretty Not Smart. It's amazing, and it makes us happy every time you guys are like, oh, my God, I watch Pretty Not Smart. Like,
I love hearing that.
For me, it's became, like, a whole new thing because before it's like, oh, my God, you're the guy from YouTube or you're the guy from TikTok. You're so funny. But now it's like, oh, my God, I watch Pretty Not Smart. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. It has a nice ring to it, and Pretty it just makes not me smart. Happy.
We're like, oh, hey.
But I met this guy who actually... like found us through podcasts, not even through like Instagram.
Shut
not even
through, up. Like, I love yeah. that.
And I was like, oh my God, that's a trip. Because again, thank you guys for the support and for really watching and pushing our stuff out, because it's,
we're reaching a wider audience. Yeah,
it's just cool that, like, I don't know. Like, so at first, you guys, I thought podcast was going to be more like an outlet for us to like chismear more with you guys, which it kind of is.
Yeah.
But it's just cool that we're meeting new Pretty Not Smarts. Like, there's new people who are finding us just through our podcast.
What did he say?
I was at a Instagram party, like a literal party thrown by Instagram. And he was like, hey, he's like, I watch your podcast, Pretty Not Smart. It was like a full on, like, just like a straight dude. So it was even more random. And I was like, wait, what the heck? Yeah, so I thought that was, like, cool.
That's sickening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we want to throw a big party, and we want to invite some of you guys to come party with us. Yeah.
That would make be sure you subscribe, because I know you're watching. I just don't know when you don't want to hit subscribe.
I know. You hate us or what?
I know. Like, just tell us if you really do.
Tell us. It's okay. But that would be sickening. And then, yeah, but hurry up so we can throw the party.
I know. Throw a party. They know. They don't let us hit 100K so we don't throw a party.
They start unsubscribing.
I know. Everyone's like, drop it.
Sorry.
They're like, no, babes.
We really don't want to go.
I know. They're like, don't invite us. Well, thank you guys so much for the support and for... This is cute. Our little spooky season theme. Can't wait. Our next theme, you guys, is going to be for Christmas.
No, it's not. What about Thanksgiving?
Bitch, we're going to have a table in here and eat. Wait, that would low-key be cool.
We have turkeys back here.
They're all live. Wait, you guys, what if every, for November vibes.
What do we do?
Just do like a mukbang, like every episode. All right.
Yeah, we're
on diets.
We're on a diet lettuce. We're like,
everyone's like, please don't eat this shit.
Carrots.
I know. Well, I guess fucking Thanksgiving and Christmas, but.
Christmas.
Oh, this is sad. No more.
No more
decor. The whole side falls off. I'm like,
I start taking off the decor.
I know. You're like, thank God.
I was like, fuck it over it.
I'm like, this is not decor. It's all real spider webs.
But hopefully Louis gets haunted, so next year we have scary stories for him to tell.
We have a whole year for me to get haunted. Ew, don't say that. Knock on wood. Kidding. Stupid.
That's not going to happen.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to a new episode of Pretty Not Smart. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Dude, I'm gonna eat you like a real dog.
Hey, I'll have real piojos. I mean, fleas.
But yeah, for my birthday.
You guys, we'll let you guys know if we did anything.
Bye. Bye.